People who love the Upper Peninsula of Michigan often find inspiration in the natural beauty found there. Those who live there celebrate the UP in many ways, including one you might not have thought of before. Current State Scott Pohl is here with a look at how poetry is being promoted to the residents of the Upper Peninsula. Who is Andrea Scarpino, Scott?
Well, Mark, Andrea Scarpino is the poet laureate of the Upper Peninsula. Did you know the UP has a poet laureate?
Not until you informed me, no.
Well, it came as a surprise to me, too. Scarpino moved to Marquette from Los Angeles about 6 years ago. That's a short time compared to lifelong Upers, but her work has quickly adapted to her surroundings. Andrea Scarpino, welcome to Current State.
Thank you so much for having me.
As poet laureate of the Upper Peninsula, can you shed some light on the degree to which you feel like your work is somehow maybe representative of life in the Upper Peninsula, your recent work anyway, since moving there?
Yeah, you know, I have always been really influenced by landscape and by my environment, I think. Before we moved to the Upper Peninsula, I lived in Los Angeles. And we moved to Los Angeles in the midst of this epic drought. I think the entire first year we lived there, there was 1 inch of rain. And all of my poems kind of out of the blue started having to do with fire and desert and all of these really dry landscapes. And then, you know, almost immediately after moving to Marquette, my poems started having to do with winter and ice and snow. And I fell in love with Lake Superior. So I started to write about the lake in more detail. My forthcoming book that will be released in April actually has, as a recurring figure, a red pine grove. And this is an actual grove in Marquette that I love to hike and run through. So I think that I love nature and I love being outside. And I've always kind of used it as inspiration, as shaping my thinking and my perception of things in different ways. So even though I haven't lived here very long, I think the landscape has really influenced me.
I have a little history about the position of Upper Peninsula Poet Laureate for our listeners. The position was created in 2013, and Russell Thorburn was the first. The Associated Press reports that you were one of 5 nominees to be his successor and that more than 15,000 people voted for your selection. So tell me more about how that worked. Did you campaign for this? And how long will you be Poet Laureate of the UP?
That's, you know, I didn't know there were that many votes. That's pretty amazing. Michigan, to my knowledge, does not have a Poet Laureate position as a state. So a few years ago, there was a House bill that was supposed to go through, or was hopefully going to go through, that would create a poet laureate for the state of Michigan, and then it just never happened. So this poet laureate position of the UP was really a grassroots effort, I think, to try to get this position recognized. You know, many, many states across the nation have poet laureate positions. So after Russ Thorburn did his tenure, I guess, we just kind of continued on. And I didn't necessarily campaign. I didn't even know I was nominated until the nomination came through. But I did encourage people to vote for me, I guess. But the position has really been a delightful one, honestly. It is 2 years, so I will be Poet Laureate through 2017. And I've been really delighted by the response. One of the initiatives I'm working on is a creative reading series out of the Ordoc Brewing Company here in Marquette. So what we're hoping to do is bring readers in the third Thursday of every month to read some poetry and have some beer if people, you know, want that. but kind of allow poetry to exist in a really comfortable everyday setting.
We're talking with the Upper Peninsula Poet Laureate, Andrea Scarpino of Marquette. Andrea, I've asked you to read a poem for us, and I understand you've chosen one from a prior book release. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is from my book Once Then, and Once Then is a collection of elegies that I wrote mostly for my father, but also for a dear friend who was killed in a car crash. So it's not the happiest collection, but when you start to write elegies and research elegies, you come frequently to the figure of Persephone. So she's an ancient figure of well, redemption in a lot of ways. The idea behind Persephone was she was brought into Hades, the underworld, and because she ate 4 pomegranate seeds, she has to stay 4 months of every year with Hades, which is how we have winter. Some of us have winter longer than 4 months of every year, but that's the idea. So in the spring, when she's able to return to Earth, is when spring happens. So this is a poem that I wrote addressing her, basically, and it is called simply Persephone. So it's you all along to whom I should have prayed, ruler of ghosts, curses. I dreamed of my father night after night, wished when I opened my eyes he would be sitting on my bed, waking me to eat. Each turn down a grocery aisle, I looked for his cart filled with fruit, coffee. Driving his car, I held my hand across the passenger seat, waited to feel his fingertips. Nothing. Persephone, I know you didn't choose Hades. Know you make the best of it, loving the beautiful dead, touring the underworld with kings, using the harvest moonlight to carry out your whims. I know you don't give up your dead. But what about the weakest version of all they used to be? Slightest glint of their eyes, maybe, scent of their hair on a pillow, sheet. If I offer you gifts of colored glass, fresh evergreen, silk robes, berries, if I offer to take your place 2 months of every year, if I sing at your knees, Iron Queen, I will pay any price. Just send me my father's ghost.
Persephone from Once Then. You know, some people might be surprised to hear that the Upper Peninsula has a poet laureate. They think of the UP maybe in rustic terms, like it's the land of deer camps and pasties, you know.
Right.
but I must tell you, I'm going to share a story with you. Many years ago, I took a walking tour with a guide through the woods outside Marquette. And this man who led the tour was the sort of guy who would stop from time to time and be inspired by his surroundings to recite a poem for us.
Oh!
It just struck me that people in the UP enjoy beautiful things, and that would include poetry. Why not have a poet laureate for the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, when we moved here, I really didn't know what to expect. I'm not associated with Northern Michigan University. I teach through a different program. So I really didn't have a sense for whether or not there would even be writers up here. And there just really are so many interesting people doing interesting work. There's a thriving visual art community in Marquette. There's a thriving writing community. There really are more things to do on any given night than I have time to do, frankly. So there really is a lot more up here in terms of the arts than I would have ever expected. And it's all really high quality artistic work, too.
Andrea Scarpino, let's look ahead now for the publication in March of your next book. Tell me about What the Willow Said as It Fell.
So that is a brand new direction for me in a lot of ways. It's a book-length poem, so instead of, 60 discrete poems, it's supposed to be read as one long poem. And it has at its heart chronic pain, the chronic pain experience, as well as some mythological figures. There's the ash tree as a healing figure. There's the red pine grove. There's a willow tree. So there's all of these different kind of experiences that we have with the body and with the pain experience. I attempt to interweave, I guess, with mythological figures and then also with found poems that I excerpt from other people's language. So, for example, there's a found poem that I wrote after reading, I think, an Esquire magazine article about professional athletes and how much kind of everyday pain they are in on a regular basis, just kind of getting through a season. So there's the found poem that kind of is woven throughout the collection as well.
Andrea Scarpino, her books include Once Then from 2014 and the forthcoming What the Willow Said as It Fell. She's the Upper Peninsula's Poet Laureate this year and next. Andrea Scarpino, a real delight talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on the show.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.